pickle here. Oh, this is a good. Everything is good, but this is a gewaldige pasuk. Shloima Melch says in Koheles Paragimel pasuk Tesvov. Elokim Yevakesh Es Hanerdav. This is a very underrated pasuk, right? Elokim Yevakesh Es Hanerdav. Hashem seeks out the one that's being chased. Now, what does that mean? But that's what Shlomo HaMelech says here. Elokim Yevakesh Es Hanerdav. I want to share with you a fascinating briskerov that what he says over from his father, Reb Chaim, by Yitzchok and Esav. And I want to tell you, I'm Muridik Amaisa from the Shevet Alevi. Muridik Amaisa from Shevet Alevi. Dayin Vosna Zechet Tzadik L'Vroch. The briskerov is going on the Pasuk here in Parshas Toldos. The Pasuk over there talks about Yitzchok Avinu telling Yankevin. Now Yitzchok doesn't tell Yankev at the beginning which brachas he's giving him. V'yitein l'cha. Right? Hashem gives us this. Hashem will give you. Tal Shamayim. Mishman he'oretz. V'evdogam v'siroish. But he doesn't tell him the brachas of Avram Avinu. If you notice, if you're medayik, that's at the end. At the end of Parshas Toldos, if the Esav comes in and Esav says, Yikruvu Yimei Evel Ovi, and I'm going to kill Yankev, then afterwards Yitzchok gives him again brachas, if you remember. Which is tam shtickle interesting, because when Yitzchok first gives brachas to Yankev Avinu, it sounds like he gave all the brachas out. Because Esav comes, he says, give me a bracha, Zoktem Yitzchok, I have nothing left. So Esav cries. And Yitzchok Avinu tells him, Achar b'chotichye, I get them a psa bracha, right? For aktu l'mi al tzavurecho, right? If it's not kol kol yankiv, then it could be a daimi de Esav. I get them a psa. He throws him a bone. But then, when Yankev Avinu goes to love on, so look in Parshas told us here. He gives him a ganze drosha. V'yitein l'cho es birkas Avram, l'cho zarecho. All of a sudden, zok de briskerov over here in this pasuk. Vayikro Yitzchok el Yaakov ve'yitzaveyu, zok de briskerov. Sheloyo yomuchra miu zaroi shel Avram. It was never predicted who's going to be Zerah Shel Avram. All we know is Hashem told Avram, Ki be Yitzchok Yikari L'chazara. Yitzchok V'loi, be Yitzchok V'loi Kol Yitzchok. So we knew that from Yitzchok will come the Avtochus of Avram Avinu. Zok de Briskerov, V'dor Shemizeh Loi Kol Yitzchok. V'rakan, כשאומר יצחק ליאנקב אבינו וייתן לך את ברכת אברהם, בזה הכריע שיעקב הוא הממשיך של אברהם אבינו. כמו שנאמר, כי יעקב בוכה לא יקור. So the Briskerov is telling us that it was the end of Parshas Toldos. This is he saying b'shem Reb Chaim, his father. It was at the end of Parshas Toldos when Hashem, when Yaakov Avinu was chosen, that Loi Kol Yitzchok, who's going to be the one? It's this one. It's Yaakov. So what changed? What changed? He says, for this you have to go to Malachi. Pasuk in Malachi, Perek Aleph says, V'amartem b'ma'avtonu. 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 So you're going to ask, why, where do we see how much Hashem loves us? So Hashem answers, Haloi ach Esav liyankiv, vo'ov es Yaakov es Esav sonesi. Zok de briskerov, vosip shatan dem. What changed? We know Yaakov was already ishtam yoyishev ohol. From the beginning, Yaakov was an ishtam yoyishev ohol. And we know already he got the brachas the Vita and Lucha. We know he got that. So what was missing? The Pasuk says, Volikim Yivakesh es hanirdof. That's what the Pasuk says here in Koyelas by us. Zok the Rebbe Rashi. Listen to Rashi. It's kedai to. V'yesh lanu lahoyed alav shereinu shahakodesh baruch hu mevakesh es hanirdofim. You hear Rashi. Hashem runs after nirdofim. He's mevakesh them. He seeks them out. But listen what he says. Rashi says we could testify to this. We see it. Where do we see it? Yaakov nirdof. Esav is a roidef. The oyeves Yaakoves Esav sonesi. What an unbelievable thing. That means that Yaakov was zoichet to the title of oyeves Yankov when he became a nirdof. When did Yaakov become a nirdof? Esav said, Yikrivu yimei evil avi v'ahargos Yaakov ochi. Yitzchok Esav said, I'm going to kill Yaakov. And that's when Yitzchok told him to run away. He ran away. At that point, v'yitein l'chos birkas avgol. Unbelievable. Noir v'oyim. You hear? Noir v'oyim. Yaakov with all his milas. Yaakov is Tam Yoshev Aholim with all the milas. When did he get the title? V'oyev is Yaakov? When he became a nirdof. What's pshat in that? So I'll tell you what I think is the pshat. I think that the pshat is avad, it's not stam, a person is chased. Well, because you get chased, you think the Rabbanu Shem has a chavivus for the Hezbollah chever that Nebuchadnezzar blowing up everywhere. What's meant this? So I want to tell you an unbelievable maise from the Shevet HaLevi. The Shevet HaLevi, Dayan Volzner Zatzal, was a pre-war Goyen Yisrael. He learned in the Lublin Yeshiva. The Shevet HaLevi says that he has seen, because he used to say by Dinei Torah, be mevater. You know what it means, be mevater. Even though you could win this entire, give up a little bit. Give up. You have a $200,000 claim. Be mevater a little bit. Let the other guy have $50,000, even though you could fight for your 50, for the extra $50,000. Let him be mevater. The Shevet HaLevi used to say, Margalu Bapume, Naro Yisi Gamzo Kanti, for Loira Yisi, Mevater Mafsid. I never saw somebody's mevata ends up losing out. A nirdaf is not stam a nirdaf. A nirdaf is somebody runs away from achlekes. They run away from achlekes. I knew a yid in Mansi, Adam Godel. His name was Rev Simcha Shustel Zeichet Tzadik Levrach. So I grew up in Mansi when Rev Simcha was still here. The last kuf of Rev Simcha Shustel. Rev Simcha Shustel, there was a dentura, it's not again what it was. Over, something in Klei Kodesh. Rosh Hashiva is this. Chas v'shalom, all of them were tzaddikim. But it was a dentura. He ran away. He said, I don't have anything to do with it. I don't want to be about dentura, being mevata, whatever schuy is. Each one of his kids is a pre-Etzadar Kapistimah. Each one. And I always said that, I mean, one of them was my age, the Tuvi. I don't know where he was a pre-Eitz Hadar then. I'm sure he's a pre-Eitz Hadar today. Reb Dovid, everybody knows Reb Dovid. There's no Reb Dovid. Shlomo Feivel. It's his daughters, his sons-in-law. They were all, everybody is just a pre-Eitz Hadar. And I said, you know what it is? He was a Mavad. He didn't even get involved. Stops a Nindur Machloikis, I'm running away. Anything to do with it. Nothing to do with it. I don't want to be involved. The Shevet HaLevi said, listen to this story. He said there was a Chassidus. He didn't say which Chassidus. Okay. I happen to think I know who he's referring to, but I'm not going to divulge what I was doing. He said there was a Chassidus in Europe where there were two sons. Right? one of the sons was be'etzem more roy to take over the father. But the other one managed to, you know, get a bunch of chevra. He managed to. And it was going to need some intervention to make a pshara here, to make something stop. So he says, he went to an Adam Gaul, one of the Gedolim in Europe, and he asked him what he should do. And the Gadol said like this, "Als right, you have a right." I think he was also the older son. "You have a right. Als right, you have a right. But if you're asking me what you should do, pack your bags and go." He said, "I could go to Eretz Yisrael. Whatever will be, I don't know, will be in Eretz. I'll go to Eretz." He said, "Go to Eretz Yisrael. Be mevat." He says, "And I'm not just telling you that you should do it," the Shevet HaLevi said. "I'm telling you, you're going to gain by it." His brother took over the whole melucha, and he went there, so had to start from scratch, from the beginning. His brother and the entire kehillah went up al moikdei ha'esh of the war. And the Shevet HaLevi always used that as a loyra isi mevater mafsid. A mevater is not a mafsid. You don't lose. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. You think by running away, sometimes you run away from achleikas, you think you're a loser. Not a loser. Elikim yivakesh. You're a winner. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking, seeking you out, you're a winner. Elikim yivakesh. The winning approach is to walk away. That's the Musa Haskel of Elikim yivakesh.